Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Why, hello there.
Please do subscribe and click that little bell if you are so inclined to get notifications or hopefully get notifications, but just check in every day at EE Arts and we'll definitely have a video up there, and most days we will on Evolutionary as well.
And you know, on the very off chance that we don't, we are on Rumble, BitChute, Bridian, yes.
Yes, and then of course, we might as well mention Ko-Fi and Patreon. So we will upload the videos there, obviously, as well. And so there you will know if you are part of the group. Or even if you're not, you could actually still go and see if we've uploaded something over there.
Yes, indeed.
There is so much going on right now. And we'll start over here, just touching on this. A wide majority of Americans, actually 88% of Americans are very concerned and even expecting there to be some politically motivated violence with the election that is now just days away.
Well, now imagine that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a big, big majority. 88% are concerned, 60% basically very concerned. We can feel it. We can see it. The great divide is here. Again, we've been sharing our opinion on this since 2017 when the channel came into being, and that was Evolutionary, the first channel. And the first video that we did was, 6 years ago almost now? Well, yeah, it'll be almost 6 years. Speaking about the fact that what is planned for the U.S. is basically exactly what we see going on. It doesn't take a genius to understand the plans that are in place by the power structure on a global level as to what is going to come next. People are starting to wake up, but again, the biggest thing is to wake up as many people as possible. And this right here is, let's click this real quick and put the sound down. It is showing via, basically night vision, thermal imaging from a drone, people coming in over the border in Normandy, Texas, and several hundred. This is, again, 4 days in a row that you have hundreds of people. This has been happening since the current administration came in place in massive numbers, unabated, and it's been a problem for decades before. So, there are, we don't know how many. There's 333, they say, million people officially in the U.S. These are people that are here legally. There may be, and I'm sure there's at least 10 million. I would venture at least 10 million illegally in the country. Could be 20, it could be 30 million at this point. There could be a massive army, and in fact, we do feel there is a massive army already in place in the U.S., just waiting to be told what to do next.
And, just getting in here and having a plan, they're coming over here with the understanding of, they're going to get something. They're promised something for certain actions.
And David Icke, who's never really, as far as I know, he's never run for any sort of political office. He's just wrote books. He's made videos. And, if you really have followed him over the years, and I think I became aware of him in the 90s, and I kind of looked at it. When I first got hit, one of his first books, I think it was Children of the Matrix. I forget when that came out. It seemed a little bit out there in some ways, but yet it all kind of rang true. And then after many, many thousands of hours of deep meditation, as well as just our experiences that we've had, I think he's way more correct than he is wrong. Way more. In fact, I think he's been one of the guys that's been the most dead on the entire time.
For a lot of people, I think in the very beginning, it is a bit of a jagged pill to swallow the information he puts out there. But as you learn more and more and more about the world we live in, it starts to really make sense. Everything starts to fall into alignment. So That's where he gets people, holds on to people, because he's speaking a very disturbing truth.
So he has been designated a level 3 terrorist, according to his son, and he's banned from entering the EU. And, you know, again, all you got to do is look at his history of what he's talked about, and we could clearly see these things taking place, clearly. And, you know, he was basically one of the forerunners talking about everything that's happening with the plague upon the land again as well. Check out his books. They're in print, and you can find old copies. You know, just check out some of the old stuff that he's, you know, written. And again, check out some of the old videos that we've done from, you know, 5 years ago or more, and just see, you know, does it seem like he's been right? Does it seem like we also know what's going on? Again, there are a lot of people that are here, and we can't get a clear picture, but he is protected in some way. And again, many are protected in some way, and many people of galactic origin per se do incarnate in these times, especially as we've talked about starseeds and lightworkers. There's many of us from other places that, you know, have even remembrances of life in other places. And we're just here right now to help turn the corner for humanity.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that definitely brings a form of protection all its own is when you really take good care of yourself. You do things that keep you healthy, that keep you happy, just really taking care of that body and rooting and allowing yourself to be nurtured by the mother, what you eat. All of those things have automatic protection.
Yeah, and this was coming through last night. So, you know, for us, and I understand that there's going to be a lot of people that are so entrenched in the system and everything that they've been taught since they grew up, that a lot of what Cindy and I say is just not comprehensible to them. And it could also be because of the choices that are being made, the type of foods that are taken in. Again, sugar is so toxic to our health, and yet it's something that so many people fight addictions with. Of course, we're aware of many other things out there that are very addictive as well. But if we want to survive these times and also be part of that ascension wave, then we got to get ourselves as clear as possible. This is not really the time to, you know, party like it's 1999, if Prince would say, you know. And again, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Well, that just leads to the karmic loop. You know, again, it leads to basically starting over again in many cases with many people. We are here to anchor the light. We are here to pull humanity up. So many things that we might be used to doing on a regular basis are really anchored in the dark system. And so as we grow spiritually, we'll find that we are shedding that system. Last night we were trying to watch something just a little bit brainless, and it kept stopping. The computer kept locking. And, you know, like Cindy was getting the strong feeling, we don't have too much more time where we're going to be able to work with the technology. Maybe a few more years, and then we're just going to break things when we get near it. It's just going to be part of what it is. If Cindy has to go into a dentist office, everything shuts down. It shuts down, you know, because she can just fry things with her emotions. You know, one time we had to get into the truck to go to an appointment she didn't want to go into, and she cracked the window shield with her energy. It's par for the course, but it's the same thing too, because these technologies are really being used to entrap us. And as we ascend, we're not going to be able to cohabitat, you know, occupy the same space with some of these technologies that are being used as dark superhighways for very dark entities. And so, you know, something's going to give. And with people of a very high vibration, you might find that all your technology is starting to not work anymore.
Mm-hmm. And how many times have you gone in somewhere to use your credit card and all of a sudden, oh, the machine just went down. Oops. You know, our heart chakras are expanding. Our emotions are getting stronger. And when you study emotions and you really start to understand what they are, they're very, very strong, and they're strong for a reason. And for these reasons, our intention and our emotions, they can really help and they can do harm. So I think it is so important to get control of your emotions and make sure you're putting good information out there, because you can affect those things that are going on around you, those electronics, computers, tablets. And I've seen for a very long time that there is going to be a separation of energies, and it's going to be deliberate. It's not going to be something that can help be helped. It's just going to be separate. And I think that's exactly what it is. You know, those that are working on their light bodies, they're not going to be able to be around electronics. They're going to crave so much to be working with the mother, working with their environment, and that's going to be their life.
And I will share with you interaction with a different being that we encountered in an upcoming video as we're going to roll on with this news, because, you know, there's a lot going on here that's important for people to really understand. Now, we had talked about this last month in certain places, including New York City. Here, this is this is in London, High Street, Croydon High Street, part of a global network intended to control and intimidate former nationals who made their homes outside of China, is the excuse that they're giving for why the Chinese, the CCP, is opening up these secret police stations that are not really so secret all over the globe. All over the globe, Beijing claims almost 250,000 quote-unquote suspects were persuaded to return to China. That sounds like, oh, we could think about many, we've seen many examples of persuasion. You know, thinking in terms again of The Sopranos. We're going to persuade you. Yeah, you're going to want to come with us. Yeah. Well, Britain has three Chinese police stations. Others are in Hendon and Glasgow. This should most definitely concern people. They're already here. They're already here. This is part of it. This is part of it. This is a massive part of it. They're already here. As you see, Chinese Communist Party opens police station in New York City. Yeah, CCP is setting up secret police stations all over the world. Now, they say to illegally repatriate dissidents. No, this is an infiltration. This is an entrenchment. When the keys to the globe gets handed to him. And again, he's a puppet on a string too. But this is the way the power structure is going to work. This is your new police force for the entire globe. And of course, there's already many other nations that are joining. Now, the U.S. was being used for this purpose for, you know, going back since to World War II. The U.S. has been used for this purpose. Now they're just shifting. And where the U.S. was used for this purpose, and the U.S. had the slogans of, you know, apple pie, American, like apple pie and Chevrolet, and you want the American dream because, you know, this is what everybody wants, isn't it? You want your own home. You want your own car. You know, and then back in the 50s, it was one person working, and then it had to become two people working after the economic difficulties of the 70s. And then, you know, these waves, you know, that we've had economically, 2008 and the crash before we got to the Y2K nonsense. That was nothing at all. That was a huge nothing burger. Well, what we see going on around us is not a nothing burger. This is the real deal. This is the big, big shift underway. And the Netherlands orders a closure of two of these illegal police stations. When the new power structure is in place, when WW3 has, you know, basically run its course, you know, there's going to be a red flag with some stars on it and maybe a hammer and a sickle that flies over all the nations of the world, according to the plans of the controllers.
Right. A lot we have going on. A lot of information and changes are facing us. And having that wall up where we will accept certain things and we will not accept certain things, we need to place that wall up now. We need to have a very clear line of what we will allow in our lives, because our emotions matter. What we feel as an individual makes a very important point in the larger picture. So us having a very clear vision of being free, that's what's going to be our protection.
Spanish airports canceled flights because the Chinese rocket went out of control. Now this is really interesting, isn't it? Not entry and exits to and from Barcelona, Tarragona, Ibiza, and Rus has been known to been stopped. Other regions were also reported to be affected as well. It was because of a risk associated with a particular space object of Chinese origin crossing Spanish air flight space. A rocket's return to Earth, which was launched on October 31st to carry the last module to China's Tiangong space station, which is really interesting in and of its own accord. And we've touched on that, and others have in the past as well. Well, they say it did come down, and they say it came down in the Pacific. So that's quite a ways away from Spain, isn't it? It's almost on the opposite. It is on the opposite side. But Cindy was getting that this was something that was taken over. And again, all the technology that we have here on the planet that people see is nothing compared to the technology that really exists. And yet the technology that really exists is still nothing compared to the technology that exists on the higher densities. So these beings that control the controllers, they're just a little bit away from us. They're not that far away from us as far as frequency and vibration. And their technology, sure, it might be hundreds of thousands of years ahead of us, which is going to look terrifying to people, if they get a chance to actually see it. Yet again, it's nothing compared to what is in play on higher densities. And so anything could be stopped, but the problem is, respect for free will, respect for all these beings that are incarnating with the purpose of growth. Blooming is the word that was given to Cindy. This is about souls blooming. Think about it. When did you experience the most growth in your life? Typically, it's usually when we have some of the biggest challenges, is it not?
It is. That's when we have those huge challenges in life, we are able to recognize and see what we're really made of, what we can overcome. And this energy, when I tapped into it, it felt very, very controlling. And I didn't find that to be something that was good. I just found it to be simply that. Somebody is showing what they can do, showing that they can control. And I can't say that that's a good energy.
Yeah, and again, do you ever get people, humans, that are in positions of power and they get a little egoic? Of course. And so, you know, this again could be some of the handlers of the controllers just saying, no, I told you to do this and not that. And just showing that ultimately, you know, the control structure is a control structure and they are to follow protocol. China donates $40 million in equipment to the Solomon Islands police under Security Pact, worrying U.S. and allies. So we were talking about this before. The Solomon Islands, you know, now have a security pact with China. Basically, you know, we understand, I think most of you guys know too, this is just a matter of time. It's when they trigger it. It's when they trigger it. And, you know, Australia, again, it's so much land space for really so few people when you break it down, especially if you compare the size of Australia to the size of China, the amount of people in each country. And, you know, you go back to 2005 and the Chinese military official that said that, hey, they need Lebensraum is the term the Nazis used, living space. So Australia would be one of the first places that they'll go to, and they already really have control of Australia, New Zealand, and China. You could just see, it's very clear, you could see the strings showing on the puppets that are in place there. Meanwhile, Chinese stocks in Hong Kong record best week since 2015. So that's basically based on optimism about everything going back to normal. And again, China, Russia, BRICS, or BRICSA, if we have Saudi Arabia joining it, and others will join again. This is going to be part of the foundation of the new power structure. Only one country backed the U.S. in UN Cuba vote. Israel was the only supporter in the 30th vote in 30 years denouncing the blockade of Cuba. You know, there's a big shift. It's just so obvious, we can see, and we've seen a lot of scrambling by South Korea over different things going on with North Korea militarily. They detected 180 North Korean warplanes. I would say that's an escalation.
I would say so too.
Yeah, so they scrambled out. We are getting so close to them pulling triggers. And, you know, we don't know for sure, because I don't think it's even written in stone yet, whether the trigger, well, whatever they pull, whether they decide, you know, China goes into Taiwan, will the U.S. intervene? I don't know at that point, because, again, it's one of those things where this is not all written in stone. They're always ebbing and flowing, sensing and feeling. Where do we go too far? Where do we have other things that have to be done before we move to that next stage? Like, as we're saying, you know, election day is coming. It's critical for them that there is all sorts of chaos in the U.S. It's going to make it way easier if the U.S. is fully engaged and civil disruption like we see going on in Afghanistan and Iran and many other countries. That's really what they want to achieve before they move elsewhere. And again, we have the bogged down situation purposely in Russia and Ukraine, and that's purposeful too. Then we have Syria still ongoing. Libya is still a point of contention as well. There's just so many different options. You know, the Korean border could be any of these, and it might be none of those.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Russia threatens Norway with final destruction of relations. The big three up there in Finland, Norway, and Sweden, you know, can again be envisioned as being just so embattled in just a little time with this new war that's coming, as you know, again, the lines are being drawn, but it's not intended to be a fair fight again, because there is this Trojan horse that's the biggest part of everything that's happening, because again, the citizens don't necessarily understand what's happening in their own countries, and that's all part of this. We talked about American boots on the ground. Definitely a big escalation. And this is from Sputnik, which is Russian. And it says it is following an old U.S. playbook of how they do things. You know, there's been boots in the ground in over 90% of the countries on the whole planet of the U.S. militarily. There was a report in 2017 that came out that said the U.S. that year had military personnel in 90% of the countries in the entire globe. And there's going to be somebody that says, you still believe it's a globe? Huh? How can I take you seriously? I'm going to go play with my dominoes now.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy. But then we see the seriousness, and here you have a U.S. soldier, Captain Paul Kim, killed in battle against the Russian army October 5th in Kherson. Spent 12 years in the U.S. Army serving the 82nd Airborne Division in Iraq. You know, again, big difference whether he is in, you know, he took place as a contractor, or if he took place officially. And I don't see, I didn't notice anything in either case, but it's something that it sets a precedence. And Netanyahu wins the majority. Netanyahu back in power in Israel. So he got a prolonged vacation, and now, you know, again, does anything really change? Some of the puppets don't even change. And here we see looming hyperinflation could lead to global societal collapse. That is obviously the plan. Because again, order out of chaos. And here you see they're talking about it in the economic, forums, Financial Times. Again, this is all going to make the 87 crash and the 2008 financial crisis look like nothing. In fact, you know, it may even make the Great Depression look not so great.
Yeah, that's not so good news.
Austria looks to ban oil and coal heaters from 2023. So as people are going to be faced with these astronomical utility bills that many people, perhaps most people, will not be able to afford, any sort of alternatives that you could come up with are going to end up being blocked. Now, that seems counterintuitive. No, it's not. It's about control. Mm-hmm. It's about power. That's all this is about. You got to have climate-friendly options by 2025. Climate-friendly options by 2025. The world is not going to look the same by 2025.
They need these friendly options for themselves because they're friendly to their power book.
Exactly. This is all, as we know, it's all a plan. It's been in effect for a very, very long time. And flippers are not in a good place, especially if they've, you know, if this is really what they do. Again, it depends. You know, if you're flipping and you have cash, cash is king. You know, right now, there's deals to be had. And mortgage rates more than double in 10 months. But if you are using the banking system, yeah, no, it's not looking good. And all those people, think about all the people that are sitting with mortgages that they could barely afford right now. And, what are they going to do? There's going to be so many people that are like, I'm sorry, we can't put that power on. It's crazy. It sounds crazy, but it's the reality. Or either that, or we start to skip meals. There are people skipping meals. The homelessness situation is growing so fast.
You know, it's so heartbreaking when parents are trying to keep food on the table and pay bills, and they have to decide, you know, do I pay to keep the electric on, or do I pay, you know, to get gas in the car so I can, you know, take my family to appointments that they need to go to? Those are horrible, horrible decisions that so many people face, and they have to sit and make, and they have to meditate and think on it and figure out, well, what can they do just to get to the next paycheck? And that's happening far too often. And it doesn't need to be that way. I think that's where I get frustrated, is this world does not need to be that way at all.
Absolutely not. And, you know, don't think that we're not winning some battles and we're not pushing back. Yeah, absolutely. This is part of why nothing is set in stone. If it was a case where they could just totally steamroll us and get by without all the karmic repercussions, they would, but they can't. They have to still get us to give away our power. They have to get us to go along with what they say. And so here you see a landmark decision. New South Wales Department of Education must compensate a Mrs. Dawking for psychological issues and injuries inflicted upon her because she decided to not go along with what was put into effect. They must pay weekly benefits dating back to her termination, September 2021. The precedent has now been set for others. And again, you know, they spank us with the economic situation all the time. They're like, the last two videos we did on EE Arts were demonetized. And again, they always keep it in a certain range anyway, which is basically, you know, just a tiny fraction, about 10% of what it was before all this happened. it's because, again, they want to force you into, without forcing, into agreeing with their systems. And people do. You know, you feel like, I just had no choice. I couldn't lose my job, so I had to do it. Well, there's always a choice. There really is. But it's just about priorities. So this is one of the things that we're going to really have to ask ourselves deep within. You know, what are my real priorities for this life?
You know what this reminds me of is when you fill out certain forms online, and when you're done filling out a form, many times at the end, there's this big, big button that says submit. It says submit. And if that's not going deep into people's psyches, I don't know what is. And if you're being asked to submit, go check that again. See what you are supposed to submit to.
What's the definition of Islam? To submit. You know, and again, you know, the whole concept, and the reason why we keep bringing up the Abrahamic concept of original sin is because it's like a gaslighting to the highest extent. Why would we need a savior if I don't believe that anybody ate an apple that they didn't supposed to? And now, whether you think that apple is symbolic, of course. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, that it's silly to think, you know, in literal terms, really, over those type of things. It's the whole concept of because we are born and we come into these bodies, that somehow we're in a situation of a fallen state. Well, fallen from the higher densities, because the higher densities are our natural place. This is a temporary ride. So in that sense, you know, yeah, you could say fallen, because typically we're on a higher vibrational frequency than we are when we're in the body. But it's the twist of making it feel like you did something wrong. That is exactly what they're doing. They're making you feel that because I am, you did something wrong. What could be right about that?
I know, it's like they just don't finish the sentence, you know, they just say, you're fallen. Not in density because you wanted to have this experience, but you're fallen just because you're bad. I mean, it's the whole twist on everything. And many, many people get harmed when they're thinking that they're doing something good. Many innocent people get harmed because of this, because they don't realize their own freedom of belief.
So the average person believes they hit their peak health at 34 and begin noticing signs of aging at 42. It doesn't have to be that way. This is, again, it's about choice to a degree, because, again, as we know, there's nothing organic in this world, unfortunately. But if we were free from the system, which is constantly poisoning the air, poisoning the food, poisoning the water, poisoning everything, and interfering with our natural signals with all the technology, we would live much, much longer. And it is said in both the ancient Greek traditions, which mirror the Vedic traditions, that in these other eras or yugas, ages, humanity lives much, much longer. And in the Golden Age, in both cases of both traditions, humans basically live lifespans like the quote-unquote gods of thousands of years. When you recognize what is, now you can go look up stats, heart disease, cancer, there's going to be other things that are going to be the major killers, and if they wanted to give us straight numbers, we would see very curious things, absolutely. But the system itself is one of the top killers as far as what they will give you if you go and search. You know, what are the leading causes of death in the US, in the UK, in Canada, in Australia, in New Zealand? You know, what they'll give you, it will show that just things that happen because of the system itself, the MED system, you know, big FARMA, etc., is one of the major killers. And if the reality was we throw in the whole lifestyle standard American diet, the SADS diet. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, the SADS diet will lead to a SADS situation, absolutely. Especially because of all the excess stuff that's in there now that you might not understand that what it even is. It's not natural. Absolutely not natural. This whole system is not natural. And we would live far longer, far healthier lives out of this system than in this system.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's many different things going on when it comes to herbal remedies and natural remedies. And, you know, as far as how much do you take of what, one of the rules of thumb is when you are giving yourself an herbal remedy, and everyone has to do their own homework. But one of the things I learned is you take this, you increase this remedy until you have the desired effects. Whereas if you go through big FARMA and you take a little too much of something, oh, you're going to pay dearly. And it could be with your very own soul. So Mother Nature has things cut out for us. She has an understanding. If we could just go back to a time when we were as blissful as this little one and our emotions were free and we were happy, this could be so good for our souls. Then we would never need anything. We could just be. And you guys, this is what it was meant to be. This is what it is supposed to be. Soul growth, blooming without being told how to bloom. You don't have to tell a flower how exactly to bloom. It just blooms. And that's how we are intended to be.
So the song that's playing is, I think it's Bobby McFerrin, you know, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And look at how she's sensing the energy. She's just sensing the energy. And in some ways, she's doing her own little energy work, her qigong, her just feeling this. Feel. Learn how to feel again. This is, again, being born again like a child with wonder. With wonder and sensing. So much of what happens to us in our youth is conditioning and driving out that which is natural. Being conditioned that, no, you don't see that imaginary play person or what have you. When, yeah, you are just seeing into another density. And there are people all around us all the time, constantly. They don't want you understanding that. They don't want you sensing them. Why? Because, you know, they can also give you an idea as to what happens, as we've shared with you, when most of the time people pass on. You don't all of a sudden get taken off to some fiery pit. No, that's totally the controllers. And you don't just stop being. You're not waiting for a resurrection day to be taken back up into a physical body, per se. But the controllers at some point might end up offering you what they will say is immortality, but in reality, it's a prison trap. The thought of being trapped in one body forever, it's not appealing to me, not at all. I mean, this is a temporary experience. This is a learning experience. It's meant to be that way. We are pure consciousness itself. We're just having this human experience. And this is what the guides always say. We don't want to give you too much information. We don't want to twist or, you know, inhibit your human experience in any way, shape, or form. So you might view yourself as human right now, but ultimately you're just consciousness. You're having a human experience. Now, you could have a being that says it is your creator, and all it did was basically modify your DNA in a negative way so that you can't have as full an experience when you have a human experience as, you know, we are all having right now. But again, they twisted the truth. Well, they did create this version of the body. They took something that was better and they downgraded it. Oh, we're your creators. Yeah, that's exactly what most people don't understand, and yet they give their power to these beings that have limited them, that want them to view themselves as slaves. What's the ultimate thing that happens in the book of Revelation? Everybody gets a mark. Everybody gets a mark. Everybody. Everybody gets branded like cattle. And how about the believers? Well, they get to serve the Lord as slaves. And that's sacrilegious to some to hear. But no, that's exactly how they twist it. They'll serve him day and night. And what happens if they displease? Well, the same thing. Earthquakes, floods, famine, you know, pestilence. It's the usual.
Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't give people these dreams and these images of all of this disaster if they weren't trying to bring it on themselves. But definitely look at this little one. Put yourself in her place. These are the happy hormones that we need to activate every single day. If you have trouble getting stuff done in the daytime, if you have trouble, if you're depressed, if things aren't going very well, look at this little one and do this one thing for yourself today. Just be where she's at just for a moment. That's going to activate those happy hormones in your mind, in your body. It'll give you a boost.
Absolutely. Put on some happy music and see how it moves you. As always, guys, thanks for your support. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.